Welcome to Science of Everything Podcast Season 1 Episode 4. This episode is all about genetics. The formal study of genetics did not begin until the mid-18th, however, when Austrian botanist and monk Gregor Mendel experimented with pea plants in a monastery garden, meticulously cross-pollinating peas with different traits such as the seed color. He discovered that first generation offspring didn't mix with the characteristics of two parent samples, but displayed discrete traits of one or the other. Mixing a red flowered pea with a white flowered pea, for example, produced not pink flowered offspring, but rather red flowered ones. Moreover, whiteness recurred in successive generations, meaning that the trait had not been lost but was being passed along in latent form. Ignored at the time, Mendel's work described the basic laws of heredity. It was not until the early 20th century that experiments, particularly with the cells of fruit flies, confirmed the existence of chromosomes as carriers of genetic information. What is genetic engineering? Genetic engineering has been around for as long as farmers have cross-pollinated plants, but it moved to a new level in 1973 when biochemists Stanley N. Cohen and Herbert W. Boyer inserted altered DNA into E. coli bacteria. This procedure, termed as recombinant DNA, is now the principal method of genetic engineering, widely used in industry and agriculture. Taking the next step, scientists have created full strands of synthetic DNA in the laboratory. By customizing the genetic code and placing it into a living cell, researchers envision using bacteria as tiny manufacturing factories producing ethanol fuel, synthetic fibers, or other products. Mapping the human genome. The goal of modern genetics has been mapping the human genome, the detailed structure of our own DNA. The effort to do that was largely complete by 2003, yielding a guide to more than 3 billion pairs of chemicals that compose the rungs of double helix-shaped ladder and gave the coded instructions for the manufacture of protein. The Human Genome Project found that those pairs make up some 20,000 distinct human genes. So far, the function of about half of those genes has been identified, but researchers continue to search for those that play a role in illness such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and various cancers. One new tool that HapMap Catalog uses geographically diverse blood samples to trace regional variations in DNA and has led research into the roots of some health problems. What is gene therapy? The introduction of normal gene into an individual's genetic material in order to repair a mutation or avoid an inherited disease called gene therapy. What is this restriction enzymes? Developed in 1969 by Hamilton O. Smith, these snip DNA at specific locations, giving researchers the ability to cleave the molecule at beginning and end of gene. The fact is, stem cells medically useful in regenerating an array of tissues may be available from human teeth.